from RT.com. Private matter, that's rich. Edward Snowden deals Cameron a Twitter takedown. David Cameron has been called out for hypocrisy by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden after the PM, who has presided over a raft of new surveillance powers, claimed his late father's tax affairs are, quote, a private matter. In response, Snowden, who exposed the extent of GCHQ and NSA mass surveillance, tweeted, quote, oh, now he's interested in privacy, end quote. Leaks suggest Ian Cameron did not pay British taxes on his estate for 30 years. David Cameron insists he has no shares, no offshore trusts, no offshore funds in the wake of the Panama leaks, but declined to answer questions about his late father's business with disgraced law firm Mossack Fonseca. On Monday evening, campaigners demanded Cameron come clean about his family's assets. Labour MP Jess Phillips said, quote, if he's not sure, then he should find out and rectify it as soon as possible. While tax affairs of ordinary people are a private matter, he is a prime minister who has committed to stamping out tax avoidance, end quote. Whistleblower Snowden also called on other world leaders to take control of their financial assets, tweeting, quote, with scandals in Russia, China, UK, Iceland, Ukraine and more, perhaps a new rule, if you're in charge of a country, keep your money in it. Snowden currently lives in Russia, where he has been granted asylum. He is a critic of the UK government's planned investigatory powers bill, which plans to legalise the mass surveillance of British citizens in the name of national security. In November 2015, he voiced his opposition to the bill, saying ministers are taking notes on how to defend the indefensible and that the powers would give access to the activity log of your life. We are already the most surveilled country in the Western world, in fact, probably anywhere in the world, with over 10 million CCTV cameras and more. And now with this bill, the Investigatory Powers Bill, that's just going to leave us open for even more government intervention in our lives, what we say, what we do, where we go, and what we can and can't see on the net, on the TV, and over the radio. We're going to be even more cut off and even more silenced. Edward Snowden has once again brought to the fore something which is going to have a massive impact on all of us. And are we going to take notice? I wonder. Also, you have to bear in mind that David Cameron was very, very clever when he chose who he married. His wife is from the Astor family. Just have a look at their background to find out just how dodgy they are and how clever they've been with money over the years. He knew exactly what he was doing when he married his wife. In fact, let's have a look at Samantha Cameron. Let's have a look at some of her family history. Samantha Gwendolyn Cameron, née Sheffield, born 18th of April 1971, is an English businesswoman and wife of David Cameron, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Until the 13th of May 2010, Cameron was the creative director of stationers Smithson of Bond Street. She took on a part-time consultancy role after her husband became Prime Minister. Samantha Cameron is the elder daughter of Sir Reginald Sheffield, 8th Baronet, a landowner descended from King Charles II of England, and Annabel Lucy Veronica Jones. She is the great-granddaughter of Conservative Member of Parliament Sir Berkeley Sheffield and Sir Bede Edmund Hugh Clifford, Governor of the Bahamas, Mauritius and Trinidad and Tobago, who was a descendant of Charles II and of the author and playwright Enid Bagnold. Sir Bede was the father of her maternal grandmother, Patricia Clifford, one of the first Dukes Buckingham and Normandy's legitimate sons. Sir Charles Herbert Sheffield inherited the baronetcy after the death of the second Duke without legitimate heirs. Sir Reginald and Annabel married on the 11th of November 1969. Her sister Emily, Julia Sheffield, was born in 1973. The couple divorced in 1974. Annabelle later remarried to William Waldorf Astor III, nephew of her own stepfather, Michael Langhorne Astor. They reside at Ginge Manor in Oxfordshire. Samantha Cameron's birth was registered in Paddington, London. She grew up on the 300-acre estate of Normanby Hall, 5 miles north of Scunthorpe in North Lincolnshire. Samantha Cameron's family also own a large Yorkshire estate called Sutton Park. In March 2015, unpublished photographs from the City of Leeds archives revealed that the panelling and the mantelpiece of the study of Sutton Park had been imported from the morning room of Potter Newton Hall near Leeds, which was the ancestral estate of Olive Middleton. Olive was the great-grandmother of Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. The room's priceless interior had been designed by royal architect Henry Flitcroft in the 1720s. So, as I say, he knew exactly what he was doing when he married the then Samantha Sheffield. Her family tree takes her all the way back. And of course, there is that Astor connection. Take a look at the Astors. There's a family.